AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. There's been another death of an immigration detainee at the sprawling Cape Montana East tent complex in El Paso, Texas. Jennifer King has details.
A statement from Immigration and Customs Enforcement says 36-year-old Victor Manuel Diaz was found dead in his room in an apparent suicide on January 14th. Diaz, an immigrant from Nicaragua, was detained in Minnesota on January 6th. Minnesota's Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan is asking for a transparent investigation into what happened to him. Diaz died at the same facility where another detainee, Geraldo Lunas Campos, died on January 2nd. ICE says staff members were trying to prevent Campos from killing himself, but another detainee says Campos died as he was being restrained with at least one guard squeezing an arm around his neck. The El Paso County Medical Examiner's Office says a preliminary investigation found Campos' death of asphyxia from chest and neck compression would likely be ruled a homicide. ICE says the official cause of Diaz's death remains under investigation. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump's push to take control of Greenland now includes a threat of an extra 10% tariff on imports from 8 European countries opposing him, and another explanation. In a text exchange with Norway's prime minister, Trump says after not winning last year's Nobel Peace Prize, he no longer feels an obligation to think purely of peace. Sweden's defense minister, Paul Johnson.
No one has a shadow of a doubt that all the Nordics are very much supporting our friends from Greenland and Denmark. We're standing up for their territorial integrity. We're being constructive now by participating also in Arctic Endurance.
And a big winter storm sweeping eastward through the Midwest caused a massive pileup on a Michigan highway. Pedro Mata Jr. was among more than 100 vehicles caught up in it.
I veered off to the left side of the median and chose to go over the ditch instead of colliding with any of the trucks, and was more worried about being hit from behind.
This is AP News. It's Indiana versus Miami in college football's national title game tonight. Gethin Kulbaum reports on the future of the college football playoff.
Leaders have given every indication they remain stuck in a year-long debate about expanding the playoffs from 12 teams to 16 or beyond. Commissioners and school presidents met on the eve of the college football playoff title game, facing a Friday deadline from ESPN to decide on changes. The Big Ten and SEC have different visions of where the playoffs should go. The SEC wants a 16-team playoff, the Big Ten wants 24. If they can't agree, the playoff will stay at 12 teams for next season. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills have fired coach Sean McDermott after 9 seasons, in which his teams failed to reach the Super Bowl. They bowed out Saturday in a 33-30 overtime loss at Denver. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.